Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shvi's Daf Peizayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Asiri, beginning of Aloch Adal, starting at Pivovun Beis. This is the final Daf on Meseches Shvi's Be'ezer Hashem. Says the Mishnah, Amarzi Choy B'Shvi's, someone who returns a loan in Shemitah, even though he doesn't have to. Ruach Chachomim Noi Choy Minu, Chachomim are happy with him. And if he doesn't return their loan, so Chachomim are not so happy with him. The reason is either because it's better not to hold money that doesn't belong to you, or to encourage people to lend. People know that the borrower is going to return the money, they're going to lend more money. If you have a ger, a convert, and his children did a gerus with him together, we know the mikar adin, ger shenizgar kikoton shenir ladami. When a ger does a gerus, he's considered to be a newborn, and there's no relationship between the father and the children. So therefore, there's really mikar adin. You don't have to pay the children what you owe the father. So the Mishnah says, lo yachzir lebonim. He does not have to pay to the children of the ger. If he did return it, so the children of the ger don't feel that they missed out by the fact that they did a gerus. Kol ha-metaltalim niknim b'mishicho. The ikar adin, in order to buy metaltalim, in order to buy movables, things that are not attached to the ground, you need to do a mishicho. The kinyan of pulling the item for Amos, and that is the kinyan that needs to be done. Paying money or agreeing for the sale is not enough. But, and either way, Reb Chaim is Girsa is, Shekol HaMekayim is Devaro Ruach HaChom Noi Chayimenu. Meaning, even though by just saying you want to buy something, even if you give money for it, you're not kinyan it without a Meshicha, if a person keeps his word and he does a transaction, even though he's not obligated to do it, Ruach HaChom Noi Chayimenu, he kept his word. Says the Gemara da Pizan and Mudalf. Haloivim in a ger. Rabbi Lazar Oimer Ubil Vod Labonov. Meaning, you should give it to his children. So explains the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Bai, Ma Ubil Vod Labonov. What does it mean, give it to his children? Im Yesh Laboni, Machsi Laboni. If Im Ein Laboni, Machsi Labonov. If he has boys, you give it to the boys. If he doesn't have boys, you give it to the girls, you give it to his daughters. Shaloi Toima Ril Vein Yerusha Sager Dvatur. Don't tell me. Because the Yerusha of a ger is not Minatoiro. So then what? Yachzir Labonov. So different Gersoras here in the Gemara. The Gemara is either saying, Yachzir Labonov only. If he has boys, you give it to his boys. But if he has only daughters, so then you do not give it to the daughters. The Chiddush is, if he doesn't have sons, you give it to the daughters. Or another Gersor is, I would think, because anyway, it's not Yerusha Deraisa, maybe split it evenly between the sons and daughters. And don't give it only to the sons, like you do Yerusha Deraisa. The answer is, even though Yerusha is not Deraisa, you still follow the deraiso structure of inheritance. Kayaitzibo is similarly we found Mishemis Seif Mishpachta. All his relatives from his father's side are dead. There's nobody, no more relatives from his father's side. The only relative he has is his mother, or his mother's Mishpacha. Ve'ein lo yoyrish ele'imoy. The only person to inherit him is his mother. Lo yachze. There's no din to return it because a mother does not yoyrish her son, Devar Toyo. But if he did return it, then Chachom were happy with him. If you have a thief, did Shuvo, wants to return back the Gzelo, anybody who accepts back the Gzelo, and Ruach Chachom Noi Chemeno were not happy with the person who accepts back the Gzelo. And the reason is, as Reb Chaim points out of the Gemara in the Bavli, that tells us that there was a takana of chachamim, meaning that a person does not have to return the gzeilo, he can pay it with money, but he should not return the gzeilo, so people should not stop themselves from doing tshuva by knowing that how many things he has to return. So therefore, better not to accept the item that a person stole. Says the Gemara, chachamim kaim is dor, someone keeps his word, so chachamim are happy with him. Reb Chiya b'shav yechon omar, hanoise v'hanoisen bedvarim. Someone who does business with his words, there's some kind of agreement. So zimning that Omar and you chachomim noy chemino. Sometimes you say if he changes his mind, chachomim are not very happy with him. But zimning that Omar and noyusim oiso elul mishapora. And sometimes you say that he goes on to the qualification of mishapora. Mishapora is what the Gemara Bavitzia tells us. Mishapora midora mabul who he from mishay no mid bidibur. Someone who doesn't keep his word, so he gets that claw, that curse of mishapora midora mabul. The one who punished dora mabul, which means the Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish him as well. This is worse of Ein Ruach Chachomim Noi Chemino. Now the Chachomim are not happy with him. He gets a curse for it. So what's the difference between the cases? So Reb Chaim explains, in the first case, he just had a verbal agreement.
The second case is when he actually gave money. He didn't do mishicha, but he gave money. So once you did a maisa, you gave something, then you go into the category of mishapara. So now that we learned that once a person gives money, so then he can change his mind without getting the curse of mishapara. So I think more like this. A person gives a collateral, gives a ring as a rovin. That's his collateral. And he wants to change his mind. He could change his mind. He doesn't get the curse of Mishapara. Why is that so? Because when you give a ring as a collateral, he didn't start giving a payment. The ring is going to have to return back. So if he didn't give money, really nothing started. Reb Chaim here quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that calls it Mois Enkan Mashkon Enkan. If there's no money, the Mashkon doesn't really begin. The Mashkon has to return. Nothing really began over here, which is significant. And therefore, the Kolam Mishapara doesn't start. Reb Zeir Bo Kamir Ravo. So ask Reb Zeir in front of Reb Ravo. Zov, what about Zov? What about if he gives one golden coin? And that he's giving as a collateral, as a Rovan. Do we have the same din or not? Omar Lei Tabas. No, only by a ring I say that he doesn't have Mishapara if he changes his mind. Says more Mabin Zov, Mabin Tabas. What's the difference between the golden coin, which is given as collateral, or the ring? Zov darkolishtanus tabas be'enohu. The zov, the coin, is going to be changed. What does it mean it's going to be changed? So Reb Chaim explains that the one who's holding on to the collateral can replace the golden coin with another golden coin. If a person gave a dollar to his friend to keep, he could give any dollar bill back. So the dollar is going into the possession of the one holding on to the collateral. But the ring, he has to give back that same ring. So it's less of the possession of the one holding on to it. On the first, you explain that the coin may be used as part of the payment of the loan. Because the person can change your mind and say, you know what, I have to pay you, take that zov, take that golden coin as part of the payment. By a ring, usually you don't do that. So that's why, regarding the golden coin, that's considered to be that he gave money, and if he changes his mind, he gets the klola mishapara. The ring, nothing began, and therefore there's no klola mishapara. So the more of Yaakov Azavdi Ravo B'Shar Abichar and Omar Liten Matona L'Chaveir. A person says, I want to give a gift to my friend. Then he says, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm not going to give him a gift. He could change his mind. There's no Mishapara. So Rabbi Yaakov Azavdi, isn't that the pasuk that says that you should have a lav tzedek and hen tzedek, which means your yes and no should be truthful. A person should say the truth. You're giving a gift, so you should be true to your word. Says, no, there is different. We're talking about a person who's lying. A person who tells his friend, I want to give you a gift, but really he's not really intending to do that. Then you have the pasuk, hin tzedek, lav tzedek. But here, originally, the person wasn't intending to give the gift. He just changed his mind. On that, you don't have the pasuk, hin tzedek, and lav tzedek. So the more Rav argues in that. The Rav Omar, Rav said, Kad ana Omar libnei beis, when I tell the people of my household, liten matot lebarnash, to give a gift to somebody else, leino chazubi, I don't change my mind. The more understands, because he dashes for the pasuk, hin tzedek lav tzedek, you have to keep your original word. Says the more that pizayin amud beis, masniso pligol Rav, the braiso argues in Rav, which braiso? So the more that brings a braiso regarding kinyonim, and when does a kinyon start? And matay omru, when do you say the Mashiach pulling an item is a kinyan? Either Shusar Rabbi doesn't belong to anyone specifically, or a chatzar that doesn't belong to either the seller or the buyer. By the way, as Reb Chaim points out, we don't pass in this way. We own Mashiach. It does not work in Shusar Rabbi. If the buyer is the one who has the item in his chatzar, Kivan shekibel olav, once they agree to the transaction, so is the item is being nikr, is being bought with kinyan chatzar. Pershusa moicher, if the item is sitting in the possession of the seller, loikon ad sheyagbia oy ad sheyimshoich v'yoytze kol es kol mushus bailim. You have to either do hagbah, pick it up, or you have to pull it out of the chatzar, take it out from the chatzar of the owner. But as long as in the chatzar of the owner, you're not koine with the mishicha. What happens if the one who's holding on to it is not the buyer, not the seller, but the one who's holding it as a collateral? So he is a shliach of the seller. So therefore what? Either you do a kinyan of schio, which is kinyan sodor, or we ransom his place. As Reb Chaya points out, you could have said also hagbah or removing from the rishos. We're just saying what usually people do in that case. So what does Gemara say? See, you see from here that the only time you have a kinyan is only if you do mishicha, you do hagbah, you take it out of the rishos, but not if we just there was only words. And if you have a din of in tzedek lav tzedek, the Brisa should have mentioned that it, whenever you agree to a transaction, you should not change your mind. So what Ma'avud lo Rav, what did Rav do with this? Kan b'shem k'shem mido imoy, kan k'shelo yimido imoy. Says Rav, there's a difference. The Brisa is talking that the buyer or the one who's receiving the gift is not there in that place. So therefore, even though they agreed to a transaction, the transaction is not chal until you have a kinyan. But the case of Rav is when the person who's receiving the gift is right here with the owner and the one who's holding on to the pikadon. And there, right away, there's a kinyan. This kinyan is called Maimat Shloshtom. There's a kinyan mentioned in the Gemara in the Bavli when you have the giver, the receiver, and the one holding on to it all together, automatically that's a kinyan you're born and established called kinyan of Maimat Shloshtom, of all three present. So meaning the reason Rav says you don't change your mind is not because of Hen Tzedek Lav Tzedek, but because it was the actual kinyan of Maimat Shloshtom. Now the next sentence of the Gemara, the Vilna Goyim erases, and that's what Reb Chaim explains, and therefore we're going to go on based on this gear, so to the two lines below. Tei Delechol, I'm bringing you a raya regarding Rav. Chad Bar Nash Afkid a Rovoin Al Milcho. V'yikoros, there was a person who gave a collateral to buy salt from another person. And then the salt became more expensive and increased in value. Also, the Gabi Rav, it came in front of Rav. He gave him two options. Either the person will give him salt for the amount of his collateral, or he will return the collateral and then this transaction doesn't start and he's going to have the klala of Mishapora. But meaning, there's no way that the buyer can force the seller to do the entire sale. The max he can get is the value of his collateral. Says the one, Machlefa Shitos the Rav. This seems to be a contradiction with Rav. What we said before is when Rav said that when he tells his the people of his household to give a gift to somebody, Lein Chazabi doesn't change his mind. And here he says that you can change your mind. The only thing you have to give is the amount of the collateral, but not more than that, even though he gave him his word. So the Gemara brings this as a proof that Rav did not say you can't change your word because of Hin Tzedek Lav Tzedek. The only reason Rav said you can't change your word is because if a person did a kinyan called Maimat Shloshtom with all three, that's something you can't change your mind. But if there wasn't a Maimat Shloshtom, you could change your mind, and that's the case with the salt, that you could change your mind and say, I don't want to do the transaction, and all I'll give you is the salt, the value of your collateral. Says the Gemara, no, you could say a different answer. Tamun Lamida Sadinu. What we're talking about, that a person can change his mind regarding the salt, that's the midas adin. Mikar adin, if you gave a collateral, it doesn't force the seller to do the transaction. But midas chasidus, though, if a person wants to do lifnim mishuras adin, then you use the idea of hin tzedek lav tzedek, try to have your words truthful, so you take it a little bit of the chumrah that you should not change your mind at all. So the Gemara is concluding, according to this answer, that not necessarily because of Maimat Shloshtom, Rav said that he's keeping his word to give the gift, but it was only a Midas Chasidus. And with this, we end Meseches Shviz, Hamdron Aloch Shviz B'Shemetet, the sequel of Meseches Shviz, B'Siyata Nishmayo, finishing another Mesechta in the Yerushalmi. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us Koiches to continue on and finish the entire Shas Yerushalmi. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz, Daf Pei Zayin.